Yeah, regarding music, I would say I enjoyed that second song we played all night more than Sorry.
Quite good.
Sorry, perhaps was a little more, I think, perhaps emotionally / commentarily going on. More going on with commentary is a better way to say that idea. yeah.
Yeah, would highly recommend checking out the video, although it was supposed to be exclusively only yesterday, but I think you can still watch the video.
I thought it was like just released on Tidal yesterday, but then was released elsewhere.
No, just the movie, the full-length movie was released on HBO yesterday, just for the day.
Oh.
But I'm sure there are places to
I mean, find it. It's literally on Facebook here.
So check it out if you have a chance. Exciting stuff. All right, I'm gonna play a song by featuring another lady R&B singer who I very much admire. Here Woo. We go.
Live in the same building on the same floor and never met before until I'm overseas on tour and peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad. She's studying film and photo flash focus record. Says she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She says she loved my show in Paris at Elysee Montmartre and that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart, intent to shatter. She like, that shit don't matter when I get home, get at her through letter phone, whatever, let's link, let's get together. Shit, you think not? Think the thought went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot. Telling me the things I'm telling of is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock. Now she in my world like hip hop and keep telling me, yeah. Sometimes I got to be out at the height of the night, and that's when she flipping get on some
another lonely night. Seem like I'm on the side, you only loving your mic. I know you gotta get that paper, daddy, keep that shit tight. But yo, I need some sort of love in my life, you dig me? While politicking with my sister from New York City, she says she know this ball player and he think I'm pretty. Psych, I'm playing, boo. You know it's just what you want, staying, boo. And when cats be robbing game, I don't hear what they saying, boo. When you out there in the world, I'm still your girl. With all my classes, I don't have the time for life's thrills. So when you sweating on stage, think of me when you rhyme. And don't be listening to your homies, they
yeah, so what you saying, I can trust you.
Is you crazy, you my king for real. But sometimes relationships get ill, no doubt.
What's intact and they'll forever be. I ain't on some oh I'm a celebrity, I deal with the real, so if it's artificial let it be. I seen people caught in love like whirlwinds, listening to these squads and listening to girlfriends. That's exactly the point where they whole world ends. Lies come in, that's where the drama begins. She like, yeah.
If you were worried about where
I'm not afraid.
like every day I wake up, I stare into space and don't say much. Peer in the mirror, feeling dead from the face up. Coffee pot, cigarettes, morning J's, Bailey's. Slowing down my day before it picks up the pace. Beats playing since the night before. Thinking about writing songs, feeling exhausted from times we toured constant. And plus the toxics I sip got me tossed. Still tipsy, staring at the city from the spot we call Los Angeles. Every day is like a blank canvas. Carving my initials in the planet like I branded. Handpicked to live this life we take for granted. Like a child with an upright base, we can't stand it. Smiling through the trouble we face, trying to manage my way without pumping my brakes and staying stagnant. Cause I can sit on my ass or just imagine the madness and get on my path and paint the canvas.
When I wake up, I look into the mirror. I can see a clearer vision. I should start living today. Cause today is gonna be the day. It's gonna be the day. Cause today is gonna be the day. It's gonna be the day.
Before I rise and shine like a neon sign, I need the girl of my dreams to give me Einstein. And burn a marijuana like Buju Bantan is my only bona fide break from these confines. I need a change of scenery like a montage. These chairs are bringing me the noise like the bomb squad. And everybody coming at me from the blind side. I'm tired, it's hard to open up my eyes wide. I listen to some Dean music on an iPod and walk around the crib doing little eye jobs. Checking the prep, taking view from this high rise. Feeling like I'm checking out a game from the side. I got to try different things in these trying times. 2010 is different than it was in 9-5. It's come a live time. I picked a fine time for getting open off life like a fine wine.
When I wake up, I look into the mirror. I can see a clearer vision. I should start living a day. Cause today is gonna be the day. It's gonna be the day. Cause today is gonna be the day. It's gonna be the day.
Yeah, Sunday morning, plan my day out. Whole new blueprint, brand new layout. Deep down, still don't know if it'll play out. But for the first time, feel like I done found a way out. Skin getting clearer and it feel like I lost weight. Stop and say a prayer for the times I lost faith. Troubles of the world had me in a cross face. Chicken wings, sickening, living so off base. But now it's like I'm in the last lap of the car chase. And I finally understand my right to choose. My preacher man told me it could always be worse. Even a three-legged dog still got three good legs to lose. So you can stop and refresh the rules. Breathe in, breathe out, let it heal all your exit wounds. Something inside said that's the move. And maybe today I'll restart fresh and new.
When I wake up, I look into the mirror. I can see a clearer vision. I should start living a day. Cause today is gonna be the day. It's gonna be the day. Cause today is gonna be the day. It's 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 gonna be the day.
When I enter the building. Dance go off when I enter the building. Why we keep doing the same shit? Back home where I come from, we keep being born again and again and again and again and again. That's why they invented come again.
So a few songs for you there. Started out with
getting hype in the studio.
Yeah. Started out with You Got Me by The Roots featuring Erykah Badu. The Day by The Roots, and then Yala by MIA. Yeah, it's a really fun song. Would also love to hear more MIA at parties. MIA and Chromeo, can I request that as the set list for the next party I go to, please?
Sure.
I've been on an MIA kick recently after not really delving into her music for a while, you know, since Paper Planes and like
Bad Girls.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure. That's a great song too.
Personal anthem.
Yeah.
not really, but you know. Could be.
It's not his personal anthem.
It could be.
What is your personal anthem?
Like, what do I aspire to have my personal anthem be, or what is my personal anthem really?
Why not both?
Because, you know, like, I aspired to get, like, Arya Stark in the quiz, but you know what I got?
Beyond Greyjoy.
I don't know. I feel like I need to think on that more. Maybe that should be the theme of the next show.
Ooh, what is your personal anthem?
What
that'd
is
be
your
cool.
personal anthem? We can pull
ask
our
people.
Friends.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Okay. Stay tuned for next week.
Next Monday.
In the meantime, I'm like, you've put us, or I guess I've with The Roots, and then you with MIA in a different way, sort of put us in this genre that I'd like to stay in for a little bit. So I'll play a song.
All right, sounds good.
This is not my personal anthem, but I think it's a great song.
All right.
Yo. Yo. My men and my women, don't forget about the dean. This is not the most the king, yo. It's about a thing, yeah.
Feel
yo.
Real good when your hands in the air and lick some shots in the atmosphere.
Looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? Yeah. You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably talking out your neck saying you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. Nigga, you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head. A million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again.
That thing. related to the man. More concerned with his rims and his Timbs and his women. Him and his men come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they your friend, Papa Yang.
Like you got yin.
Let's not pretend. The one that packed pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement, still in their mother's basement. The pretty face man claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. Been the face in court case when the child support late. Money taking, heartbreaking, now you wonder why women hate me. The sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man, the quick to shoot the semen, stop acting like boys and be men. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again.
We got some very intelligent women in here, man. Do you think you're too young to really love somebody?
No.
Let's say it for me. If I'm an adult. I say, wait, you too young to be in love. This is silly. You're infatuated with him. He got nice jeans. He wear fancy Adidas. I mean, it might be something I don't know.
It's a difference from loving somebody and being in love with somebody.
Well, what's the difference? What's the difference?
Okay, Shan, you can love anybody. Looking at it like this, you taking that person for what he or she is, no matter what he or she look like, but no matter what he or she do. You
fall in love, you can fall out of love.
You might stop being in love with them, but you is not gonna stop loving that person.
Maybe sometimes they've never been loved before.
Yeah, true.
Or they've never been in love before. Or they don't know what the feeling is to be loved.
Yeah, she poetic.
She killed it. We get in that conversation with that, right?
Get lit.
collapse. Yeah, yeah, when I rap, that be all on my jack. Boys wanna tap on this prussy cat. Got a new idea, let me switch it. Man, I'm so futuristic. Big lips and big, big, big hips. Body be thick like a bitch. With them different, ripping shit. Microphone gripping it. Getting these Benjamins, new car whipping it. I'm so far ahead of y'all. Man, I'm on top of the stars. I don't care none of your all. Blah, 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 blah. You best to go rewrite your balls. Shut up, man. How they doing? Where you from?
Hey, trifling.
How they doing? Where you from? That's how they doing. Where we from?
Hey.
That's how they doing. Where they from?
Shut it. What?
How they doing? Where you from?
Hey.
How they doing? Where you from? That's how they doing. Where we from? That's how they doing. Where they from?
Hello. So that was Doo Wop by Lauryn Hill, and then Where They From by Missy Elliott.
Kind of bouncing back and forth between two decades of music.
Yeah. I have some music in a very different vein that I would love to play.
Ooh, could I play one more in this kind of category?
Go for it.
All right.
And if you want me,
sorry. This is a song by the Fugees. For those of you who are fans, you'll know that this is the group that Lauryn Hill was involved in prior to her solo career. Wyclef, all those people. And so here's a song that I like off their self-titled album.
One, two. Set this off like this. Hip hoppers, check it. Another MC loses life tonight, Lord. I beg that you pray to Jesus Christ. Why? Oh Lord, Father, don't let him bury me. Whoa. I haunt MCs like Mephistopheles, bringing swords to Damocles. Secret Service keep a close watch as if my name was Kennedy. Abstract rap, simple with this street format. Gaze into the sky and measure planets by parallax. Check out the retrograde motion, kill the notion of biting and recycling and calling it your own creation. Feel like Rockwell, somebody's watching me. I got no privacy, whether on land or at sea. And for your biting zealots, your rap's a cacophonic. Hypocrite, predict, but deep inside you wish you had the pop hit. It hurts, don't it? A refugee come to your turf. Take over the earth.
Yeah. See, my rhymes are the type of fly rhymes that can only get down with my crew. And if you try to take lines or bike rhymes, we'll show you how the refugees do. Yeah, yeah, behold this my old manifold on your rhymes. Two MCs can't occupy space at the same time. It's against the laws of physics. So we bet your sweet dreams break up like Eurythmics. Rap rejects my tape deck, ejects projectile. Whether Jew or Gentile, I rank top percentile. Many styles, more powerful than gamma rays. My grandma pays like Carlos Santana plays Black Magic Woman. So while you human, I'm consuming mango juice under Polaris. You just embarrassed, cause it's your last tango in Paris. And even after all my logic and my theory, add a motherfucker so you ignorant niggas hear me. You remember, take notes, cause I sold my rap oats before you biting zealots. Here's a quote.
Hey, another MC losing life tonight. Oh, I beg that you pray to Jesus Christ. Why? Oh Lord, Father, don't let him bury me. Hey, you can try but you can't divide the tribe. These cats can't rap, Mr. Author, I feel no vibe. The magazine says the girl should've went solo. The guy should stop rapping, vanish like a noodle. Took it to the heart, but every actor plays his part. As long as someone was listening, I knew it was the start. For me to get my chance, grab my pen and revamp. Do a cameo while everybody do the dance. Quick now, cause you're running out of luck. Playing Mr. Big, I'm gonna get you sucker. While you munching at your luncheon, I'll be planning your assassination. Then hit
shit like the Dutch.
I compress sound sets with my rap DBX, then drop vocals on my 4, 5, 6 MPEX. Bring terror to the shop of horror as she cry me out more. The phantom dies in the opera, and to the youngins who carry gadgets and kill 6 days a week, rest on the Sabbath.
Hold up, hold up.
Violence ain't necessary unless you provoke me, then get buried like the great Mussolini. And for you biting zealots, your rap stars are relics. No matter who you damage, you're still a false prophet.
Hey, another MC loses life tonight, Lord. I beg that you pray to Jesus Christ. Why? Oh Lord, Father, don't let them bury me.
Come around here, five will come around here, just do whatever they want. Rob jokers, steal from people, shoot us down. We gotta do something about this, man. I was with Floyd up there, you know Floyd the cop. He just get a hard on for just shooting niggas. Just shooting niggas.
Hello. So that was The Fugees with Zealots. The score is actually the album on that one, not the self-titled album. I am going to change the direction a little bit. This is a band called Power Bottom, and they're just this funny duo. And I recently was talking about them with some friends, and then I actually subsequently saw a NPR Tiny Desk concert that featured them, and they're just like a fun duo, good at performing, and their music is just is fun. So I'll play a song by them. Here we go.
Keep the bed warm while I shower. I want a boy to keep the bed warm while we're watching TV. I want a boy to keep the bed warm when the whole house is freezing. I want a boy who isn't anything like me. I want a boy who doesn't like to go out shopping. I want a boy who thinks it's sexy when my lipstick bleeds. I want a boy who can go all night without stopping. I want a boy who knows exactly what he needs.
1, 2, 3.
You're the boy for me, and I'm the boy for you. Drop me a line at OB8419 at bar.edu. Tell me a little bit about yourself and send a picture or two. And hurry up now because it's only getting colder.
Hello. So that was Power Bottom, stylized as PWR BTTM with the song I Want a Boy. We also have
coming to Tufts soon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For I forgot that they're playing
this Saturday night,
playing at Tufts. Wow. I totally forgot that that show was happening. Looking forward to that then. We also have some guests joining us right now.
Super special guests. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hello, I'm Marissa Gay.
Charlotte, you have to turn their volume up. Sorry, why don't you introduce yourselves?
I'm Marissa Gay.
Hi, I'm Noah. A lot of people call me Noodle.
Where did that nickname originate from? That's a story I don't think I've heard yet.
My entire family actually calls me Noodle.
Oh.
Yeah, but I wasn't planning on being called Noodle in college.
Sorry. Were you called Noodle by friends in high school or just family?
No, just family.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And then I told Anna.
And then by and people Andrew. Who don't respect first names.
True. Well, as a fellow, many do not call me by my first name. I just felt like I had to drag everyone down into my nickname pit.
Yeah, I'm also part of the nickname pit. Marissa J, not part of the MJ. Nickname pit.
I sometimes get it. I like that I have it sometimes. And I like that different people call me different things. Like, there's some people who call me MJ, mostly people in my grade. Some people call me Maris. And there's some people who call me Maris J. Mm-hmm. Like having various.
Some people call me various. Frank. Don't really get that one.
It's true, that's the other one.
I have a very important public service announcement. But I'm going to pass it off to Noah Harris to inform the populace about this very dangerous thing that I didn't even know was a serious risk factor.
Yeah, so there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Okay, using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project... Do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
Wow, an important thing to know about. Thank you for warning the public.
Thank you for letting us know. I have a fun fact and a question. Why are so many people on ladders next to the trauma center? Thank you.
Wait, I don't get the joke.
It says 150,000 people fell off their ladders into the trauma center.
Oh, okay.
So I was asking.
Into the trauma center.
My second...
I don't think I quite caught that part of the ladder narrative.
Piece is an anecdote about me. I used to be really scared of coming down ladders. Pretty good at going up them, though, which got me into some trouble on the top of bunk beds when I couldn't get down when I was younger.
Classic mistake. Mm-hmm. Going up to the top bunk when you can't get down.
I know.
Honestly, I still have that problem at the lodge. There are no ladders, actually, on the lodge bunk beds, the lodge being Tufts Lodge in New Hampshire that we frequent. There are no ladders. So you, like, kind of beached whale up to the top, but coming down, you're like, do I go face first or do I, like, go down and kind of lower myself down? Which, like, isn't that much of a problem when it's kind of the middle of the day and you're going up into a bunk. But I always find that during the morning when it's completely dark and you're trying to wake up early to go hiking or something, it's very disorienting. Not a fun process. Usually kind of jump down. What do other people go for?
I'm going to carry on to playing some music.
I thought that was a great conversation starter.
Well, to be honest, bunk beds. We have a friend named Bunk Bed.
That's true, too. That's a nickname that is not a first name, not a real first name.
Or a real last name.
Hmm?
I said, or a real last name.
No, neither. Neither of the above.
So let's see. I'm going to put our guests on the spot and have them play some music. This is so freeform, I'm going to close my eyes.
Whoa. Wait, actually...
Okay. My eyes are closed. But while we let them pick... it looks like they picked. Play, Charlotte, play.
All right, here we go.
Hold me close, I'm to stand.
Tell us about that song.
That song is called Precious Possession by Anna Wise, who tours with Kendrick Lamar. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was a sweet song.
Yeah.
Okay, but what was that fun fact you just told me?
I heard that song for the first time after the Beats 420 show.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Scoozy showed me. Mm-hmm. You all, yeah.
Nice. Scoozy is another friend who has a nickname.
Yes.
That is widely news. Actually, and Scoozy's name is also Noah, just like Noodle, a.k.a. Noah.
True.
Or Noah, a.k.a. Noodle.
Oh, no.
Transitive.
Either way, yeah.
Yeah, so it's cruising in on the end of the show here. I feel like it's been a lower energy night, but still good. Woo.
All right, yeah. Marissa, do you have any songs you want to play before the hour is up?
Of course.
Cool.
Yeah.
So this is our idea for next week, and we can poll you guys too.
Yeah.
Our idea for next week is we're gonna survey all of our friends and ask them what their personal anthems are. And then we're going to play those anthems for 2 hours.
You should create, like, an online cell phone thing where people can create lists of all of their personal anthems. Oh. And then maybe there could be, like, a news feed where you could follow your friends. Like an app. You could create, like, an app for it.
Yeah, and it could be really cool. It could be, like, you know how Instagram, you take photos, you could feature the cover art.
It could
art.
Be, like, Instagram for music.
Oh my gosh, our friends did make that app. It's called Symbol. But if the you're name listening, album, you should go check it out.
Was copyrighted, unfortunately, so it won't be called.
Symbol is good too, though. Cymbal. It's a cool app. I like it. I get some fresh tunes off it. Although I don't have an iPhone anymore, so I don't have Symbol anymore. Come on, guys, put it on Android. What's up with that? Assuming Gabe is listening. I know Leaf was earlier. He's not on the Symbol team, but shout out to Leaf Friends if you're them. Still listening.
I've been saying that for a year. So I feel the pain of the lack of Android app. But it is a great app if you have an iPhone.
Yeah. So what are your guys' personal anthems?
It's an interesting question.
It's a hard one.
Yeah, you go first.
I haven't answered it yet. I asked you.
Yeah, Anna put it off actually when I asked her. I'm just going to go ahead and say though that I totally have mine picked out, and it's Diva by Beyonce. If I had to pick an anthem.
Hmm.
I feel like that's very anthem-like.
Hmm. No, I mean, it's a good anthem. I'm trying to picture, I'm like, when I think like what's your personal anthem, I'm just like picture someone, like that person walking down the street to that song.
So I don't think I always walk down the street Diva by Beyonce, to be perfectly honest. But there is the occasional Diva moment.
Mm. A Diva is a female voice.
I think it's a song that makes me feel like I deserve an anthem when I'm listening to it, you know, like because it is inherently an anthem, though it may not necessarily be like what I reflect all the time.
Okay. In that case, Breakaway by Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
No. Anyway, Maris, you want to play a song?
Yeah. I'm going to press play.
I'm a rider. ourselves. In Hail Marys, I meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. 8 blacks left, death is around the corner. 7 misleading statements about my persona. 6 headlights waving in my direction. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping the aqueducts, fire hydrants and hazardous smoke alarms on the back of us. But mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, drive for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me. Honestly, guiding me, I can be more than I gotta be. Stole from me, lied to me, nation hypocrisy, gold on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me, like yeah. Open correctional gates in high desert. Yeah, open our minds as we cast away oppression. Yeah. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it forever.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? 'Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom rot in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Another banger by Beyonce.
Yes, been listening to quite a bit of Beyonce tonight. We were talking about her new album earlier, so that was another great one off of it. Freedom. Yeah.
I think my anthem is Party by Beyonce.
Oh, that's another great song.
We have only played one Beyonce song this album, so maybe we'll get to that in the last 10 minutes, but we can't tell you because you might be a radio pirater and we wouldn't want to tip you off to any music we're playing, so you can steal it off of our radio waves, you dirty pirate, you.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that. Instead, I'll play another song, probably.
Bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. Oh.
chickens over there, but they worry about me. I got a homeboy named Butter and another homeboy that named Cheese. Well, with me, baby, I make it milk till it drip down your knees. Spit it, it's for real low. Brain real old. Kiddo say he looks up to me, this just makes me feel old. Never thought that we could become someone else's hero. Man, we were just in the food court eating God get rose. Yesterday, that's the way. Every single morning I try to pray. Grandmama and them, they never forgot. Nothing else really mean nothing to me. I ain't studying to be talking to me. Girl, why you up with me? Move on, ain't nothing to see. Shh, always something to saw. I'm the wrong, off the rip. Cause of him, all of them will remember the men. Nut, they fell in love with rap. Black like having your cousin back. Blue like when that rent is due. Cream like when I'm loving you. Drippin' swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag sauce, you drippin' swag goo. Ooh.
So that was the song Party by Beyonce.
I like the amount of Beyonce we had going tonight.
Did you guys know that the guy rapping the intro is actually Kanye West? Because he produced the song.
Whoa, I did not.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
A fun fact.
So fun. So fun.
Yeah, I'm really glad we're getting Beyonce these plays on our freeform college radio station. You know, just giving some airtime to the little guys who need the help.
Yeah.
Little ladies. Sorry, Beyonce.
Jeez.
Misgendered.
Jeez, Louise.
Yeah.
Ooh. So we got time for one more here at the radio station. Known as WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. It's 11:55 p.m. And it's been a wild ride. We kept it freeform tonight in a big way. I'm waiting for literally anyone else to start talking. Jump in whenever, guys.
Okay, I have a public
always can count on Marissa.
I have a public service announcement.
She's going off the book.
Ready? The concept of hegemonic masculinity was first proposed in reports from a field of social inequality in Australian high schools. What emerged from this matrix in the mid-1980s? That's it.
Oh.
Thanks.
Thank you.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, can you unpack that a little for us?
I haven't read it yet, but I was told by Professor Pennington that I must read this.
That's exciting. You should guest again next week and tell us what.
What do you think the anthem is for hegemonic masculinity?
I really think it's The Weeknd.
Hmm.
I think it's. I don't know which Weeknd song.
Oh my gosh! I know what we have to end with. Of course. I can't believe, you know what? I meant to get to this earlier. Obviously, Music Lost, a really important
My gosh. Icon. How could we have neglected
this past week?
This?
Prince.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, there's not a whole lot of his music on Spotify. Not the one I wanted,
anyway.
There's
none of it on Spotify.
Yeah, well, just a few singles, actually. Yeah. Geez, so I'd like to play a tribute quickly, but I didn't. I just didn't prepare, and now I don't have time to pull one up. And it looks like the next radio host is here, so maybe we'll play that short song that we had talked about playing earlier, and we will come at you next week with plenty of Prince. In the meantime, Noah, would you like to introduce this artist?
This is Anderson .Paak from L.A. Song called Suede. It's a banger.
That guy's gonna get you.
Preview, I know.
smooth in the motherfucker. Suede on the inside. Candy paint. I ain't gotta tell you what the rims look like. Look, I'm gripping wood like a motherfucker. She asked me, can a friend ride? Kelly wanna have a drink. And Shawnee wanna pop pills all night. Look, don't be fucking with my tape deck. You gon' listen to this Marvin. You gon' listen to this Bloodstone. Oh, y'all niggas want that Barry White. Well, I don't really fuck with that right there. That can make a nigga act up right there. But go and get your rocks off, boo. No, I don't really do all that, but it's more for you. Come on! I'm far from a pimp, but I'm close to you. You're fucking with an old soul, twice removed. My pops used to work up on them fighter jets. Maybe that's the reason I be through. Now who the fuck called me a player? I ain't one of these young niggas out here sweating for a pay stub. I'm a coach. I'ma teach these bitches how to lay up. Now most of y'all can't do shit, but all my chicks cook grits. And roll a spliff at the same damn time. You ain't lived long enough to have a bitch this fine. Now if you don't mind, if I call you a bitch, it's cause you're my bitch. And as long as no one else call you a bitch, then there won't be no problems. Now if I call you a trick, it's cause you paid rent. And as long as you don't call it the six, then there won't be no problems. Walk with me now. She with it, she with shit. Keep it 300, I ain't even gotta hit it. She with it, she with it. All she wanna do is watch